You're listening to 91.9 KVCR and kvcrnews.org. I'm Megan Jamerson. This is The Voice, where we check in with the Black Voice News editorial team each week about important issues in the Inland Region. Today, we are talking to reporter Chitara Piri about her coverage of the Moreno Valley-based Center Against Racism and Trauma's Anti-Racism Summit last month. Chitara, welcome. The work of anti-racism asks people in the community to actively identify and oppose racism. There were a number of local scholars at this event. What did they say about the work people can do here in the Inland Empire?
Thank you for having me, Megan. Of course. I can give you a couple. There was Alexander June. He teaches at Azusa Pacific University. He highlighted the importance of seeking the kind of formal education one gets through books, and then informal learning that happens when you challenge assumptions and are open to hearing others' opinions. Another example, Noemi Hernandez-Alexander. She is a political scientist focused on race, ethnicity, and politics. She made some important comments about organizations taking time to investigate their internal practices and policies as a way of determining what racism looks like within their organizations. So she said part of the way you do this is by understanding who these policies hurt and then who they advantage. So those are two examples among many that stand out.
You also reported that one thing that can make this work challenging is when it comes to policies is that some of them discreetly uphold institutional racism and sometimes even link back to slavery. And there's even an example of that here in Riverside, right?
Yeah, right. So this actually ties into another story that I've reported on recently involving pending state legislation ACA 3. So ACA 3 seeks to eliminate involuntary servitude for prisoners. That's similar to how the 13th Amendment enshrined slavery in the U.S. Constitution for prisoners. So at this time, the bill's advocates are seeking support from local municipalities to help change the Constitution. The response, though, from Riverside County Board of Supervisors, we have Manny Perez. He is advocating for the board to formally support ACA 3. However, you know, the board has received ferocious and what appears to be well-organized pushback from many in the community who are against it. It appears to be led by a local Republican group, but, you know, the local initiative is on hold in Riverside County. It had been tabled three times and it remains the same.
I see. And there appears to be a natural connection between the efforts of organizations like CART and others and the reporting goals of your publication, Black Voice News. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, thank you. So the Black Voice News is a legacy newspaper. They have been reporting on issues of racism and injustice for almost 50 years now. The challenges of 2020, that includes, you know, calls for police reform, impacts of the pandemic, and minority communities coming together to shine a brighter light on these issues of equity and injustice, both of which are rooted in racism. So telling the story of the work being done by groups like CART is part of our broader mission to keep issues of equity at the forefront, you know, whether that's related to education, housing, employment, criminal justice, or other issues, you know, just to build bridges between communities like CART is doing. So CART actually had their second town hall last night. You could check it out at their website on destroyracism.org.
Black Voice News reporter Chitara Piri, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Megan.
And that's The Voice for this week. Join us again next Thursday for another insightful look at local news in the Inland Region. You can find today's segment and much more at our website, kvcrnews.org, and at blackvoicenews.com. I'm Megan Jamerson.